transplanted morning. I had wandering mice, so I had participated in retreat before, so I feel good. But in daily life, how should I continue to cultivate? My question is it sitting meditation every day, like morning or before sleep? It can help to maintain, or how is it the way to prevent less wandering minds?
How is that related to karma? Okay, let me answer that in terms of karma. Actually, to have a wandering mind is also a karma, in the sense that the mind that wanders off, and how you regard that mind or how you react to that wandering mind will create the karma in you. Okay, what is the karma? If you don't like the wandering mind, you say, how come I want to meditate and yet this wandering mind comes to disturb me? It's the bad karma of wrong view, because there's no I in the first place. The wandering mind doesn't belong to you. Because you have this wrong view that the mind belongs to you, that you want to control it. The reason why the Buddha says it's anatta is because you cannot control. So our purpose of practicing Vipassana meditation is to understand this, that there is no one in control, that all these come about because of causes and conditions. As long as you don't get caught up in the thoughts, in the wandering thoughts, that's okay. If you get caught up in them, then you are creating more karma in any intentions that are involved in it. Now, your suggestion that having formal sittings at once or twice a day is also good. That will also help to stabilize your mind, make it more composed. But what is even more important, I would say, is to have continuous mindfulness throughout the whole day, every time coming back to watch your mind. Even if the mind is wandering, if you're aware that you're wandering, that point of time, you are mindful. And if you can look at that wandering mind as not me, not mine, not myself, I don't want the wandering mind, it came by itself. You see, there's right view. And another practical way of anchoring your mind is to try to come back to your five senses. To make it a habit to come back to your five senses, see, hear, smell, taste, and feel with the body, particularly your body. But seeing can be very distracting, because automatically when we see something, the mind will start to think already. So maybe it's easier, less distracting, to just be aware of your bodily sensations, whatever you are doing. So we are doing a lot of things all the time. Right now also you are listening to me. Are you aware of your body? Can you be aware of your body? You are sitting on a cushion, your back is erect, your clothes are touching your skin, you know, your feet are touching the floor. Can't you be aware of that? Can? So this is something like an anchor, you know. You bring it back, bring it back, bring it back, whatever you are doing, make it a habit. And then the moment your mind runs off and is not aware of what's happening to your five senses, it means that you can catch it really. You know, oh, it's run off already. When you know that it has run off, then you can have a time to step back and find out whether it's worth pursuing or not. If it's not worth pursuing, not productive thought, just let it go. And look at it, it's not me, not mine, it came by itself. Now when you do that regularly, you can see more and more often that actually it's not yours. It came about because of a certain sense stimulus. You saw something, it reminded you of something, and that triggered off a whole train of thoughts about something of the past.
So I'm thinking maybe because I have like greed, so during morning time, I start to think what I want to do today, then the thoughts multiply.
So that's why I'm saying, if you're able to step back and watch your thoughts as they arise, you'll be able to catch the intentions, right? And once you're able to catch the intentions, then you will be able to distinguish whether it is worth doing or not. Is it beneficial? Yeah. Is it appropriate? Is it relevant to me? Is it realistic? You watch it that way. And then if it's not beneficial, not appropriate, not relevant to me, not realistic, drop it. Then another intention comes up. And another one comes up and you look at it, well, it's beneficial, appropriate, realistic, and relevant to me, then go ahead and pursue that thought. If not, drop it. In that way, we can be more productive, right? So unproductive thoughts, we drop. Productive thoughts, we pursue. Okay, hope that helps.